This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So,
from the front
line, here is Elon Musk selling you on a company putting wires into your brain to control what you do and selling it how sexy and cool it is. I kept interrupting it, but here it is.
With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence.
So we trust him.
Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
You didn't try crap.
The scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best. Like
for us.
Yes. Like if you can't beat it, join it. That's like the...
A bunch of psychiatrists got together and said, how do we fool kids to take this?
A high bandwidth interface.
So this is it.
Such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing Neuralink on a monkey...
Monkey has been able to control the computer with his brain.
I predict Elon will be dead from a drug overdose within 5 years.
Elon Musk is ready to begin implanting his technology on humans as early as next year.
The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon dendrite junctions called synapses. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby.
Look, they show you
a recording of the information.
How electrochemical works. And then they just go, oh, look, and we just put wires in there.
Strands of electrodes that will be inserted into the brain by a specialized robot. The chip will act as a sensor affixed to the skull, and an interface device will be placed behind the ear. The device will be controlled with an iPhone app. Elon Musk tells us that his technology will not take full control of our brain, at least at first.
iPhone.
And all this will occur, actually, I think quite slowly. So I do want to emphasize that it's not going to be like suddenly...
Look at his eyes.
Neuralink will have this incredible neural lace and start taking over people.
That guy is bomb. Okay.
It will take a long time.
He's laughing.
And the Neuralink team is clear that the device is designed to put information into the brain.
The system, even in version 1, that we're...
This is a rollout of what they've been preparing for 50 years.
...capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than... The best system out there, and they're all read and write.
My team focuses on building chips and systems to get neural signals out of the brain, and also to put information into the brain.
Wait, you see the next guy?
We want bidirectional. We don't only want to read information out of the brain; we want to be able to put it back into the brain. Now, to some of you, that may seem a little bit fantastic.
It's a homicidal maniac.
Information into the brain. But actually, the basic building blocks of that technology are already there.
Including having control over the body and our speech. According to Elon, Neuralink is a way for mankind to merge with artificial intelligence.
I can't wait to put this in my brain.
Ultimately...
So I look like a meth head?
That was going to sound pretty weird, but...
That's so high.
Sort of symbiosis with artificial intelligence.
Ooh, big deal. Ooh.
But this is not a mandatory thing.
It's not mandatory.
You can choose to have if you...
He's laughing.
But I think even in a benign AI scenario, we will be left behind.
Well, leave us behind then.
It is a benign scenario. With a high bandwidth brain machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride.
Oh.
And
we can be the cool club? Joe Salente's coming up. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot in us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book, or 1949 book, I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be watching Elon Musk with his big old saucer eyes on hardcore drugs, probably got chips in his brain. He's a wirehead. Right out of Philip K. Dick's vision. He's telling me that I'll be fulfilled as soon as I let his company run wires through my brain. And he tells me I won't be fulfilled till I do it. You mean I won't be allowed on trains and planes? I won't be able to get a job. That's why I won't be fulfilled. No, it's going to be the slaves that have the wires in their brains. It's going to be the free humans that don't. But long before that ever happens, Elon Musk will end up dying of a drug overdose. I wish him no harm, but Elon Musk is nothing but a George Soros husk out there promoting death. He's not George Strait. So there's no brain chip needed for this. He's got to be a Texan. I don't need a wire to connect to God. Up from San Antonio. Everything that I got, is just what I got on. Beware the Elon and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun. I wonder what he knew. This is all just humanity's testing. It's our graduation test here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I said I'd take a lot of calls. I have to take a lot of calls. I want Gerald Salente, who's ready to go, that will take over here soon. Don't forget, we have 50% off on all the great iodine products like X2 and X3. 50% off DNA Force that makes it very close to cost. The very best telomere support, energy support, just nerve support overall, stamina. Everything in there is award-winning. DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. But let's go ahead and talk to Matthew in Georgia. Matthew, thanks for holding here on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just wondering what old Elon and Tim Cook are on, man. They'll be out in the sun. They'll be under camera. Those boys look like they're on, like, I know folks have taken, I've seen people take like three hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. Their pupils aren't that big. They're what the hell are they on?
They're on that, that ketamine is what it looks like to me. But hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
When are you going back on Rogan?
You know, Joe has admitted it was the biggest podcast he ever did. The second largest is me, too. Third is Elon Musk. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think Joe wants to lose his monetization. And, you know, I think Joe having me on was good, so I'm not mad at Joe not having me back on. But when you're number one, you don't get back on. That's how it works. When you win the Indy 500, you get last place. When the horse wins all three races, they don't get the Triple Crown. When something works is when you don't get it, kind of like America. America works, so we can't have it. See how that works?
I do. And I think Joe has been compromised by big tech. And speaking of big tech, I've been censored myself today.
I bet.
There was a congresswoman in Georgia. She's unfortunately in my district. And she said a white man told her to get out the express aisle last night. She was crying on film. I don't know if you saw the
I did. I meant to get to it. It looks like it's a new Jussie Smollett. And the guy shows up and she says, I'm going to arrest you. You're going to jail. And she acts like what he said she did.
Alex, exactly. Like, I literally commented on the post because it was on my local news on Facebook. And I commented on it. And I said, shaking my head, SMH, this is another Jussie Smollett. And within 2 or 3 minutes, I got a notification saying I've been banned for 30 days over this. And all that's all I said. I didn't use any profanity. I didn't use nothing.
Well, no, that shows it's all AI. It's all pre-programmed. She's a member of the legislature. She comes out with a race crime like Smollett. They're going to manage this where you're not allowed to say, hey, this looks fake. By the way, she comes to the press conference and gets in his face and says, you're going to jail. Here it is.
You don't give me anything at all because you degraded me and you berated me and everybody needs to see your face
on camera. Right?
Yes, I know it's on camera. And everybody needs to know that you, what you did to me and what you did to me as a woman that is 9 months pregnant and you think you're going to get away with this? No, you're not. You are going to jail.
So, yeah, I have followed that. The man's challenging the video to be released. He just said, hey, lady, you're in the whatever lane. She got in his face. He called her a lazy bitch, which he says he shouldn't have done, but he didn't say get out of here and all the racist stuff she said. And I think the footage is going to get released.
She's been lying the whole time, man. I've been reading local news, and it's ridiculous, man. And I got to say to the audience, when Alex says he's the tip of the spear, this is the tip of the spear. This is the last we got, people. Please. This is all we got. If we lose Alex and InfoWars, not just Alex, because there's this big crew behind him, we're screwed.
Well, brother, I think if we let InfoWars go down, they know they can get everybody. And beyond that, it's beyond just financially supporting us. That's important. If people just word of mouth say, hey, Alex Jones is still on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, people can go, remember, to websites and hear the show. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Matthew. Okay, let's go to Ed in Texas. Ed, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I called originally just to say two things. And, of course, I have many more to say.
Well, go ahead.
But I think one of the most important things is we look at co-opting language. Language is how we control and see our reality. No other animal on the planet uses language to understand its reality.
That's right. They just use like smell and the wind and what they see. We use coding.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think we need to start co-opting language that the other side is using. And one of the words we should co-opt is Antifa. So America should have Antifa 2.0. which stands for Americans not taking institutional fascism anymore. If the police sit by doing nothing, if the mayors say not to do nothing, that's institutional fascism. So that's what we have to do, just co-opt their language, take control of it. I think the word squad is very useful for us because the squad is actually four people that are the nucleus, which there's the language squad stands for socialist quacks undermining American democracy. I just play with language.
I love it. Socialist quacks undermining American democracy.
So we have to do that. We have to control the language. And by changing what people say, that's how we do it. Let me put my reading glasses on. One of the reasons you're dangerous, sir, is not because you've been on for 30 years. It's because you cover all of the bases. One, you give us information. Two, you give the people who want to be sergeants, corporals, lieutenants, whatever they are in, let's say, an army, the advertisement. We put on your shirts. We go out to the world. We do more than the rest, not in a different way, but all aspects are needed. All points of a triangle build the triangle. So the reality is there's people who listen to you, they think like you, and they're willing to give us a high five. Fine, that's a private. The corporal, the sergeant, lieutenant, they put on your gear. They buy your stuff. Then we have the fact that you actually teach us the nutrition. When we have the nutrition, that's the officers. They have the ability to think and extrapolate. When you start cleaning up the environment, think of a dirty aquarium. We're in a dirty aquarium. You've given us everything to clean up our own aquarium. And that's why you're dangerous, sir. You give us the ability to clarify ourselves, to understand what you're saying.
Well, let me tell you, brother, because I believe in you like I believe in myself, and we're all God's children in this epic fight, and we're all under globalist attack, and humanity is fighting back, and it's beautiful, but all of you are dangerous to tyrants. Sorry to Tim and Jameson. I'll try my best. Call me back tomorrow. Joe Salente takes over right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones here. I wasn't going to be here, but I was talking to Gerald, who's an old friend of mine I really respect. He's been on the show like 15 years. Top Trends forecaster. And I've never told Gerald what to say on air. I've never impeded what he's talking about. I think he's a good libertarian, you know, patriot, whatever you want to call him. We have liberals, we have conservatives on. I don't control what guests say. That's their own statement. But Gerald's like, hey. And he said, I could say this, getting in our private conversation. I'm about to tear into Trump because I'm sick of all this war stuff. I said, by all means, go ahead and do it. We're not running a cult here. I got really mad when he attacked Syria that second time. It turned out that was a fake chemical attack. Turned out it was staged. So I think we should keep, you know, Trump's feet to the fire. Is he way better than Hillary? Absolutely. But the only way he doesn't launch all these wars, he's trying to get us out of Afghanistan, Syria, you name it. He's pretty much done it. Is by keeping his feet to the fire. This Iran situation is very serious because the British have been grabbing their ships. Now they're grabbing theirs. Here's the article. U.S. is staging troops at the key Saudi military base that is used during all of our previous Middle East wars. And so I do not, some of my scribblings here, I do not want to see this happen. So, Gerald, knock yourself out, man. I respect you. You're a smart guy. You're not like some fake leftist who's against war when a Republican does it, but for war when a Democrat does it. You're a consistent guy. And, I think one of the Achilles heels Trump has is the economy that they're trying to plunge and war and you know, things like that. So I definitely would rather not see a war with Iran. But the neocons are bad. But you know, the Iranians got their own screwball stuff going on. So my whole point is, you know, they're escalating some things, too, because I think their economy's imploding. But go ahead and give us your take. I'll be watching.
Well, you know, it's first of all, you know, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a libertarian. I'm not a progressive.
You're a political atheist.
I'm a political atheist. But more than that, I am an American. I believe in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. And I don't need anybody in a robe that calls themselves a judge to tell me how to interpret it. I am an American. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a repulsive Ken. I abide by the Constitution and live for what this country stands for. And as you know, I bought the most historic buildings and the most historic four corners in America to launch Occupy Peace. I was looking to leave the country at one time. Back in 2010, because I was so disgusted with Obama and all the crap. And after traveling around the world a lot, as I have, I realized there's no place to run and hide to. This is my country. I couldn't be me if I was born in Vica Quentz or Altavilla Arpina. I'm me because I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx. I had the freedom to be who I wanted to be. And now I have all these people trying to take my freedom away from me. That's why I bought these buildings where the seeds of democracy was sown. Again, this is the third Dutch settlement. The courthouse right over here, right over my shoulder. John Jay, the Supreme Court judge, was a judge over there when they wrote the Constitution for New York State, when this was the first capital, and over 80% of America's Constitution comes from that Constitution. Sojourner Truth, the woman that was a slave, that bought her way out of slavery with her boss, and he abided by the deal. But then he took her son and sent him to Alabama to another slave owner. She walked into that courthouse. Her trial was heard and she won. That's where I am, where the seeds of democracy was sown. And that's why I fight to be a true American. I don't need anybody to tell me how to interpret the Constitution. And I don't need a bunch of freaks called congressmen and congresswomen rewriting the Constitution to let the president take us to war. The Congress is the only one by the Constitution that has the right to take us to go to war. They have not voted to go to war since World War II. Yeah, the authority, the IMF, what are you talking about? Well, there may be a crisis in the president. This guy doesn't speak for me. And by the way, neither does Congress. I want a referendum on each state ballot where we the people will tell them how to vote to go to war. And that's one of the principles of OccupyPeace.com. So when I say I'm talking out about Trump, I've had it with this war crap. Game's over, fight's on. No more. Nothing has been accomplished. Show me one benefit from the war with Afghanistan, the longest war in American history. We have our soldiers committing suicide 20 a day. Then there was Iraq, a war based on lies. Why isn't George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Peters Cheney, why are Condoleezza Rice, that next mushroom cloud, why aren't they being brought up on war crime tribunal charges for lying us into war? What have been the positive effects of this war? How about a New York City subway broke down when the heat got high last week? Or a third world infrastructure near you? Or our stinking rotten rail system? While trains in China, maglevs are going 360 miles an hour, hours at Amtrak, speeding on the Acela go 65 miles an hour. I've had it with war, and I'm tired of these little boys. Pompeo, Bolton, little Lindsey Graham, all these tough talkers, lead the charge. Send yourself, send your wife, send your kids, send your money. Lead the charge or shut the hell up. And everybody that votes for war as well, I've had it. Game's over, fight's on. And I'm fighting. I've joined the ranks of the Prince of Peace. That's who I'm fighting for. That's my general. General Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Oh, lower your voice, Mr. Salenti. Don't get angry. I get angry when people dump BS on me. I don't want to hear it. Save your crap for yourself. You give it to me once, give it to me twice, three times you're out. I don't want it. So, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, became violent when he picked up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. So, being a soldier in the ranks of the Prince of Peace, if he could become violent, I could become angry. And if somebody tries to screw with my life, I will become violent and I will fight. I am not a pacifist. I will fight for my freedom. My freedom is not invading other countries. Read my books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, what Zizzy gave Honey Boy, the Trends Journal, Top Story, USA Today, January 12, 2000, 2001, won't be our year, Trendseer says. It's there for everybody to look at. I warned that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. You know why? Because of the violent actions of Americans.
All right, stay there. General Salente will come right back with the big news straight ahead. The U.S. is preparing for war with Iran. What will that mean? That's why Gerald's upset. Be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned, and you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
1776. Let freedom ring. I had enough of these people robbing us of our freedom. Look what our lives have become since 9/11. I was mentioning to you what USA Today wrote when I used to do the top trends for them every year. He used to follow ours, actually, and post them. That's when it was a real newspaper. 2001 won't be our year, Trendseer says. I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe. Hey, you like what Clinton did in Kosovo and what he did to Yugoslavia? No, I know. Maybe you liked more what he did in Iraq. You'll remember Madeleine Albright. Oh, if only women were in charge. I don't want to hear it. Good and bad comes in every race, creed, color, gender, save it. But you remember? Sure, she was on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. And Leslie Stahl asked her, is the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children that President Clinton put on Iraq worth the price? And she said, yes, it is. Oh, yeah. And, of course, there's Bernie Sanders.
Give you free education?
Yeah, that one, too. He was in favor of that as well. And then there's America's policy with Israel, the Palestinians, and what's going on with them, living in that open-air prison. And they keep stealing more land, and they call it settlements. So, put yourself in their shoes. This is before 9/11. If I was Iraqi, and Bill Clinton's bombs away every time he used to get caught with his you-know-what out, he'd bomb Iran. These are facts. Excuse me, Iraq, not Iran. He'd bomb Iraq. Get the people's minds off him and what he was doing. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, maybe identity politics will change what sex means now, huh? Getting a BJ isn't having sex. Every time he used to get in trouble, every time he needed to boost his ratings, bombs away over Iraq. So as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. Guess what? If I was an Iraqi, if I was an Afghanistanian, if I was a Syrian, if I was a Libyan, and a country came, foreign nation, who my country did nothing to, nothing, and came into my country and killed everybody I love and destroyed everything that I have, you think I'd want to get even? You think there would be payback? Do you think there would be retaliation? Do you think for one moment? You bet there would. I'm a fighter. I'll attack the attacker. I'm also for peace. And we're not having it. It's destroying the country, destroying the world, destroying people, and bringing misery to life around the world. And not only here, take a trip to Algeria. You got a general over there now telling the people, yeah, we don't care about your protesting. I'm the general. The military will stay in charge. Same thing over there in Sudan. The military will stay in charge. I am not of the military mindset. I don't like following orders. I was not put on this earth to follow orders. That's some people's trip. Salute, yeah, I salute. Don't do that. Will I fight? You bet I will. I will fight for the freedom of my country, and I do. I put my money where my heart is. I launched Occupy Peace. I put hundreds of thousands of dollars into it. I wasn't born on third base like Trump and little Andy Cuomo and all these other people whose daddies left them a lot of money. I work. And I put my money where my heart and my mind are. Game over, fight's on. I'm fighting for freedom. I'm fighting for peace. Look at the people in Hong Kong protesting. A place of about 7.5 million people, over 2 million people in the street. We got a country of over 320 million. You're lucky to get a million out, and that's a big day. And it's only for one day. How'd the Berlin Wall come down? The people never left. They never left. More and more, every day, more and more people. You got to leave. More and more people came. More and more people came. How could we take orders from these people?
A frightening scene at a subway station in Hong Kong. Masked men attacking commuters there.
Swallow that.
The pro-democracy march doesn't.
I got the same problems over here in Kingston. I got a little make it noble over here. A little nothing. Cuts down beautiful trees. Streets are filthy, bad attitude. Hey, but I come from the family here. We've been in charge. I'm staying. I have no qualifications. Public servant. They're public servants. And the military police should be supporting us, not their leaders, not the politicians. We need peace. It's the only way we're going to bring prosperity. We're heading for the greatest depression. Mark this in your book. I've said it on David Knight's show. I said it to Owen, I believe. And I've been saying it on our Trends in the News broadcasts, in the Trends Journal, and our Trend Alerts. Trump is going to be lucky to make it through this year. That's why gold prices are going up. All the central banks are lowering interest rates. They're going to lower them, lower negative in Europe. They're going to go from minus 0.4 to minus 0.5. The bond yields are negative. You buy a 10-year bond, in 10 years you get back less than what you paid for it. Japan, going negative, they're in negative, going more negative. Australia, lowest interest rates they've ever had in their history. That's why gold prices are going up. Now you put on this building war drums. The Shia and the Sunnis have been fighting each other for how many thousands of years? That's their fight, man, not mine. Oh, I can't say man, I gotta say women as well. Stay home. Read the latest headline. U.S. jet harassed by Venezuelan planes. Venezuela says they're over their territory. What are we doing down there? Protect the borders. Protect the homeland. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. Close those 800 bases overseas. Put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Give them skills they can use when they get out, rather than running these stupid military drills that are obsolete when the new war breaks out. New millennium warfare is going to be a totally different trip. Your aircraft carriers are as ancient as battleships. It's time for peace. It's time for prosperity, and it's also time 50% off DNA Force Plus and Super Male Vitality. 50% off storable foods and water filters, and I love my male vitality, and so will you. Be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. Poly Grip. Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
The
birthday gals arrive. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. Polydent.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting
near dawn. Hey, great being here on The Alex Jones Show. Like Alex said, he's fighting. He's fighting. Help the fight go forward. These products are terrific. I buy them, I use them. Keep freedom ringing because they're going to ring it out of us. Be a fighter. Game over, fight's on. If you don't agree with what they say, how you say it, when you say it, then you have no right to say it. Again, I don't follow orders. I was not put on this earth to follow orders. Do I listen? Do I follow great advice? And you know it. Got an ailment? Go see the doctor. I believe in the doctor. I follow what the doctor tells me to do. If I'm doing something that's not right, having problems in what I'm doing, and someone points out to me, you might want to change this or that, I'll listen. Don't tell me what to do. I can think for myself. I'm sick of this military mindset. That's not my trip. Don't like getting dressed up in military drag. Don't want to do it. Ain't for me. If somebody tries to attack my country, I will be there on the front lines defending this place. I will not go over to foreign countries and intervene in foreign entanglements. I will protect the homeland. And that's what I want to do with Occupy Peace. Bring on the troops. Stop enriching the military-industrial complex. That's the other thing I'm against Trump with. He's filling a swamp with people from the military-industrial complex and the other big businesses. Bring in We the People. Secure the homeland with the troops. Put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. You go overseas and come back here, it's a joke. Force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II, and a referendum on each state ballot, where we the people will tell Congress how to vote, because we pay for the wars with our money and our lives, not the senator's son. Maybe one. So, I'm concerned about what's going on, particularly about Iran. And I see more blow-ups happening in Venezuela. We cannot afford to get into a war. The global economy is shaking. I mentioned to you why gold prices are going up, and you well know, I was the first on June 6th of this year in our trend alert, and on Alex Jones and with David Knight and with Owen, to call the gold bull run. The major reason is all the cheap money, the monetary methadone they're shoving into the system. The second reason, war. People looking for safe havens. Ray Dalio, the founder and head of Bridgewater Associates, the biggest hedge fund in the world, came out last week and repeated almost word for word what I have written and spoken about regarding gold. And then my 10th grade teacher, Elizabeth Warren, she reminds me of my 10th grade teacher, or was it the librarian, running on the Democratic side of the presidential reality show, is warning about, quote, a chaotic economy. It's happening. I mention this because if we go to war and oil prices spike to about $100 a barrel, kiss the economy goodbye. Kiss the equity markets goodbye. And if war breaks out, you might want to kiss your life goodbye. You know why Trump didn't attack Iran after they shot down that drone? And it wasn't one of those little drones. It was, what, $100 million to $200 million drone, depending on whose numbers you're looking at. Sophisticated, they shot this thing down. He didn't shoot it. They didn't retaliate because it's not Syria. It's not Libya. It's not Iraq. It's Iran. These are the Persians. They've been around for thousands of years. I think about 5,000, the best of my recollection. They're not going anywhere. They would have started blowing up. It would look, Straits of Hormuz would have looked like Pearl Harbor. They will retaliate, and they have. What right does the UK have to send soldiers in into their ship off the coast of Gibraltar? And what the hell are you doing over there in Gibraltar, you English? I thought the sun stopped setting on the British Empire. Doesn't that belong to Spain? What right do they? Well, we suspect them. They were going to bring this Earl over to Syria, and that's against our EU sanctions. So we could steal any ship that we want, and we could make up any crap that we want, and the propaganda media, the prostitutes that get paid to put out by their corporate johns and other whoremasters, they propagandize it in a way that will make you hate the Iranians. Extraordinarily brazen, Iran seizes tankers in Straits of Hormuz, raising tensions with Britain. Oh, they're extraordinarily brazen. This is CNBC last week. UK wasn't extraordinarily brazen. So who do they quote? They quote some guy from a think tank. And you know, all these think tanks are paid for to put out their own version of propaganda. This is an extraordinarily brazen step here. This is taking tankers underway and forcing them into Iranian waters. And I think that's a highly provocative step. It's something the Iranians tried to do before when they tried to nab another British ship on the 10th of July. But British warships stopped them, said Henry Rome, Iran analyst with the Eurasia Group. This is an international escalation from what we've seen by the Iranians. Hey, Rome, did your brain roam away? This is a brazen step, taking tankers underway, but it was okay when the British did it, Rome? Oh, that's fine. We're the British, and we're proper. We could do anything that we want. And that wasn't provocative, but of course the Iranians are. It's something the Iranians tried to do before. The Iranians deny that they did that before. But we'll make the lie and keep it the lie, make it the truth. Just like they're blaming Iran for sabotaging those ships over 2 weeks. With not one shred of proof. With not one shred of proof. Not one shred of proof. Well, intelligence officials, yeah, the same intelligence officials that gave us the Iraq War. Show me proof. Well, we suspect it, we believe. Try that in court. Well, Your Honor, I suspect. That's why you listen to InfoWars. That's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We have podcasts up too, Trend Vision 2020, to get to truth. I don't believe in parties. I don't believe in people. I believe in deeds and actions. By their deeds you shall know them. How anybody could lower themselves to be a member of a political party is beyond my imagination. How about being a member for truth? And again, to keep truth going, do what you can to support InfoWars. 50% off DNA Force Plus and Super Male Vitality. And boy, it gives me that vitality. Up to 50% off storable foods and water filters. And don't forget the Trends Journal, Trends in the News, and our 2020 Trends podcasts. So I want to thank everyone for having me here. Stand up. Do your part any way you can. Game over. Fight's on. Let's fight for freedom. I'm joining the cavalry of the Prince of Peace. See you next week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.